Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. It's Khadija Stewart of Vegas Cafe, and welcome back. It's been too long, family. It's been way too long. I am so excited about our show tonight. Let's first start off. Good evening, and let's get going. Okay, what does everybody have in their cup tonight? Right? I had water. Now, I love this sparkling grape juice, and I'm not giving the name of the company unless they want to pay me, and I'll do that. But I love that. It's not really sweet, and it's low in calories, and I love it. So I'm drinking that tonight. So are you having tea? Are you having coffee? Are you having sparkling grape juice? Are you having water? Right? Are you having pineapple juice, mango juice? Family, I've been going to New Jersey every week for the past 6 weeks, and I've been commuting from Maryland to New Jersey. It's been awesome. But I have to give a shout out to Elma's in Plainfield, New Jersey. The best ginger beer, homemade ginger beer I've ever tasted. Delicioso. So let's jump in with our affirmation, because we have some awesome special guests tonight that I am so excited to introduce you guys to. We're finishing up with our generational building series, where we have a youth under the age of 18 and an adult come on, and we do some generational talk. So I'm excited about that tonight. We have Jasmine Tucker and Nicole Davis. So Jasmine is an author, and Nicole is a life coach. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. I made a post about it today, but I'm not going to talk too much about it because I want to kind of do some fun stuff with them, right? We want to make it exciting. But let's get into our quote. So I posted this week a quote, and it says, "Remember that the surface of something covers the top. The foundation covers the surface. Without the foundation, the surface crumbles." Family, let's dig into that a little bit. Let's dig into it. We as a society in whole have really become kind of surface, and I'm going to say that. Yes, I like bling bling and shiny things. We all do, right? But we have to, in order to grow, in order to be the best society, country, community that we can be, we can't be foundational, folks. And I say this to my clients, and I say it in my coaching sessions. I say it even with the kids that I'm teaching. I did that with my youth business group that I was teaching for Chris Johnson's Sharkpreneur program this summer. And I would tell them when they give me an answer back, give me some meat and potatoes. Okay, shout out to all the vegans and the vegetarians. No disrespect, I'm not. But when you eat meat and potatoes, you have to take your time. You have to put some energy into it, right? So in life and as we grow forward, family, because if you're listening to my show, I know you're about growing. I know you're about community, right? Because that's really all that I talk about in business. So if those are things that you're about, then you're listening in. And I'm talking to you directly because you are the ones that make the changes in our community because you listen into things. So you're having conversations with people. And we have to start really getting into the foundation of people. So when I say remember that the surface of something covers the top, you know there's a counter that you lean on when you eat. You lean on or you may eat. You may do work. You may, who knows, right? There's countertops. And that's a surface that you're putting your elbow on. But the foundation covers the surface. It doesn't make sense, right? When I say cover, I mean it holds it up. It has its back. It's the meat and the potatoes of that surface. Because if that surface were not there without the foundation, that surface crumbles. So if we're not building foundational businesses, foundational families, foundational communities, foundational organizations, foundational government, you know, foundational neighbors, foundational friendships. If we're not building those kind of things, foundational business relationships, then we're not getting to the meat and potatoes of what we're supposed to be doing to grow and to get better. So I want us to go forward, family, and really sometimes being foundational and dealing with people and things and communication, it means you have to be a little vulnerable, right? Because you may have to dislike something that's not common to dislike, or you may have to expose a little bit about yourself to be able to really get something foundational from the person you're dealing with or from the situation that you're building. So let's get out of the comfort zone. That's how we grow. We don't grow when we stay in our box. It does not happen. So we have to be ready to step out of that comfort zone, of that surface level of things. Like I said before, I'm not going to even try to make you think otherwise. I like shiny things. I like expensive things. I like luxury. Who doesn't, right? That's not, these are the things that we like, but that's for particular times and places. I have a business partner I'm working with, and you guys will be seeing it soon. And we talk about that because she's a finance coach. And we talk about those things. I'll give you a shout-out. Lucretia Thomas, hey, girl, if you're listening, Finance Muslima. And we talk about how when we set our budget, right, we're not putting in for that $2 water bottle of water that we're running to 7-Eleven and grabbing really quick, right? We're not setting aside money for incidentals. We're human beings. We have incidentals. So when we're budgeting, and she says it all the time, she tells her clients, you know, why aren't you budgeting for that? Why isn't that in your bigger scheme of your numbers in your life? You're going to have incidentals, right? You're going to stop and get that bagel in the morning. You're going to get that coffee in the morning. Okay, so you probably schedule for that. You plan for that. Are you planning for that Hershey's bar that you grabbed really quick because you wanted something to eat? You knew you were going to have meetings on a particular day, or you knew you were going to have to run a child back and forth to one of their sports events or their practices, and you weren't going to get that meal. You knew it wasn't going to happen. So make sure that you're budgeting for that, right? So in business, it's the same way. There are going to be rough times. There are going to be rough patches. And as business owners, we have to look at our finances that way. And we have to look at our next customer paying us that way. So I'm not going to do a coaching session tonight with business. That I'm not going to do. I'm waiting for our callers to call in. They'll be calling in soon. But I'm going to give a little intro, because what I want to do tonight is have them come on and put them in a scenario. And I want them to talk their way out of it, right? I posted about it, and I think that not giving too much information to them or you guys up front will give it a nice little flair to it, because I want it to be interesting and fun. I really, with this series that I did this spring and summer, and I missed you guys. It's been 2 months since I've been back. I wanted to make sure that Gen Z and that millennial / Gen X and or baby boomer gets a chance to really start to talk. And in some of the programs that I'm working on and the groups that I'm networking with, we're building those generational relationships. So why can't I do it with Teachers Cafe, right? Why can't we have some fun with the old heads and the young heads? Why can't we put them together and show them, as well as have them show us exactly how we build that? So we have one call on the line. And I'm waiting for them to patch in. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi, yes, it's Nicole.
Good evening, Nicole. How are you?
I am great, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. I get sing-songy when I get excited.
I don't know. That's okay.
I'm so excited to have you tonight. So since you're the first one on, let's do a little intro about you. So you are Nicole Davis from Healing Through Experiences.
Yes.
And I have to give a little, Nicole and I have worked together a little bit with her business, and I'm going to tell you, she's a delight. And this little intro I wrote, I purposely did not ask her for her own bio. I wanted to write something about her. And I truly feel that she's a life coach that guides people through life, and she brings that joy and happiness to it, guys. Oh, my gosh, she is a ball of sunshine. It was a pleasure working with her. And she helps you find natural solutions for healing. So, Nicole, tell me a little bit about Healing Through Experiences.
Well, you just said it all. Thank you very much. Never had an intro like that before, but thank you so much. And yes, as she, as Khadija has said, we have worked together. She helped me put my business plan together. Finally, it's one of those things that you hate to do, but you know you have to do. And she captured the essence of where Healing Through Experiences is and where I would love it for it to go. So, and I actually used it to get into a program, and I'm going to get kind of a little ways down the program before I let you know exactly what I was accepted into. So without that piece, you know, that summary report or that piece of, you know, just the succinct summary of what you do was amazing. I don't know what I would have done. I probably would have been rambling. So thank you so much. So as she said, Healing Through Experiences is a movement. It is my business. Started in 2015 after I was let go from a job that I was in for 10 years. And I didn't know what I was going to do next. And so that's, you know, a testament to don't be complacent where you are. When you're feeling like things are not working, when you're just feeling like agitated and all those not fun feelings, it's time to go. And do not let spirit take you out of what you're supposed to be out of, because that's exactly what happened to me. I didn't listen. But out of that burst, what was really calling me. I always love to help people, and I love natural products. So I'm the natural chick. I educate and I use essential oils every day, all day. I also have magnetic jewelry, beautiful, interchangeable magnetic jewelry for the entire family that helps you pretty much keep the energy that you have in your body so it's not zapped from all of the EMFs that's out there, all of these cell towers and things like that that look like, I don't even know what you want to call them, these 5G towers. It's not good for us. It is killing us very, very slowly. So I have jewelry that helps you counteract those types of effects. And then I also have what I'm calling healing, you know, healing through experience conversations, where you have a conversation with me, you know, about what's going on. And I use my wellness, my biotech wellness scans to look at your energy blocks in your body. And then from there, we have a consultation, and then we move into what a protocol is as you move through your journey of wellness. So it's a lot.
Yes. Yeah, but that's the point, right? You're healing through the experience with you, Nicole.
Yep.
So,
yes.
And I have to say, I've been watching your social media posts about your talks, and I can't wait. I have to take the time now that I'm back sitting down for some weeks, and I'm going to. I think
I'm
we have our other guest on. I think, do we? I'm not sure. I'm excited, Nicole, for you and Jasmine to meet.
Me
do
too.
I have Jasmine?
Can you hear me?
Is it Jasmine?
This is. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can. Good evening. How are you?
Yay. I'm good. How's everyone?
Good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Jasmine Nicole Tucker from Jade Stories. So Nicole gave us a little bit about her business, and I don't know if you heard it, and if you did, even better, because it'll make the little fun that we're going to have tonight, I think, more exciting. So, but Jasmine, give us a little bit about, you know, Jade Stories, how you became an entrepreneur, if you don't mind your age, because you're our youth generational representative tonight.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will start with my age. I am 15. I'm going to turn 16 next February. Woohoo. It's Maryland, and I currently go to Bowie High School. And I actually started Jay's Stories in 2019. It was all for this Entrepreneur Business Expo, which was a really big event that one of the programs that I was in, my girlfriend's house, was doing. And I was like, well, I was straight up blown away because this is my first time being introduced to business. But
okay.
I did have a little bit of background experience because my mom is an entrepreneur.
Right.
And so my mentor, she just took us through this whole process we had to create a business plan. We had to create a business pitch. We had to have feasible products that we could sell. And we also had to create display boards for our business, which was, of course, very challenging for me. The life of business was something that I witnessed because I was just helping my mom out whenever she needed to help. My brother probably wasn't busy, but I never really gotten into the nitty gritty of what business was. And
so Jay's story, tell me a little bit about what that are those stories about a particular incident? Is it stories about that journey that you just spoke about?
Oh, well, they are actually currently about my middle school experiences, since I felt that middle school was definitely a really challenging time for a lot of people. I know that it was for me because it's kind of going from like, hey, you have all of these friends that you've met in elementary school, but now like it feels like the quote-unquote real world, and it was a lot for me to process, and I know there was a lot for other girls to process as well.
Cool. And that's why I want to highlight that because, yeah, I know Nicole's like, oh, my goodness, okay.
Oh, yeah.
into my world, right? But I don't want you guys to talk yet. You're going to talk in 1 minute, and I'm going to let you really talk. So, Jasmine, let's put yourself in front of an elevator, and it opens up, and you're walking in. Are you walking to the right or the left?
I am walking to the left.
Okay, so Nicole, you came in behind her. Where did you walk to?
Oh, the right, actually.
Okay, so you're stuck in this elevator. It closes, it goes up a little bit, and it just stops, just the two of you. So, Nicole, you left your pocketbook in the car because you were just going to run in real quick and pick something up from this office building. Jasmine, you ran down to get pizza, and you're going back up. And you don't have your phone. You guys have no technology, and you're standing there looking at each other. What do you talk about?
How to get out.
Okay, come on. So if you heard her say that, Jasmine, what would you say? She's like, look, I have to get out of here. What would you say to her?
I mean, like, I'll probably go along with, like, you saying, like, hey, I'm trying to get out of here, too. But, I mean, like, hey, I just wanted to say, like, your outfit looks really nice. I'd probably, like, compliment somebody.
And now you find out that you're going to be there for 3 hours. So you just going to stand there and continue to talk about getting out? Or what happened? Because you know you're going to be in this place for 3 hours now. You have to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got quiet.
Well, I would, because you're thinking about what are you actually going to do. So what I would do is like, okay, well, we need to get comfortable. And hi, my name is Nicole. How are you?
Jasmine, what would you say?
My name is Jasmine. How are you?
So you were
stuck.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you now, I'm bad at starting conversations, so.
That is perfectly fine. That is perfectly fine. I would probably then go into, you know, keeping us, of course, busy and ask where she was headed to, or has she, the pizza that she's had, does she like it? Because I love pizza.
I know, right? So you're not going to let her have any pizza, Jasmine? You're not going to let her have any of your pizza?
I mean, if she asks politely, I'll definitely give it to her,
So you have to ask.
I probably wouldn't ask. No, I would want to know if the pizza is good. Because I like pizza, so I always like recommendations from pizza. So I would just ask if she's had the pizza before and does she recommend it.
So we're at a point where this is exactly why I wanted to do this. So, Jasmine, yes, you have Gen Z on your back tonight, girl. You're carrying the generation. It's a new generation. But you guys tend to get quiet, and Nicole, would you disagree with me when you speak to young people? Sometimes it's kind of hard to open up the conversation. And then I remember when I was younger and adults would talk to me, I may have been the same way. So, Nicole, do you disagree or agree?
I agree exactly with what you are saying. I've spoken to, I have a lot of people, women, and just her generation around me anyway. So I try to find what they are interested in, you know, what they're doing, what their day is like, you know, where do they go to school, to try to open up. Because I know that that's not, you know, they don't start conversations by themselves unless they want or need something.
Right. So, Jasmine, why can you help us out? Help us understand. Why is it shyness? Is it fear? Is it just doesn't want to be bothered? Help us understand.
I know for me, it's usually shyness or I guess like a little bit of fear. I've never really been the type to be like extremely outgoing, even with strangers. Mm-hmm. So for me, when I'm talking to adults, it's more so like, hey, like I want to know something, but then again, I don't know how they're going to respond. And then usually when I'm not talking to like adults, like my mom or my family or like people that I know, it's just like, it's kind of hard for me to like warm up to people when I don't really know them in that sense. Mm-hmm. And if I do, I feel like sometimes I'm not really coming off as like totally myself. Because I'm trying my best to be presentable when I'm first like getting to know somebody before like I actually end up like saying like, hey, is this who I really am? Is this what I like? Things of that nature.
Wow. Okay. Did that help us, Nicole?
It does, but what I do like, what she said in the beginning, she probably would, you know, try to compliment, you know, me on something, which is always a great opener, you know. So she does have the interpersonal skills that, you know, are not always out there. The fact that she's able to just to have a conversation on the phone is great. So I appreciate
on
that.
On the radio.
On the radio, exactly. Exactly. Because not many people her age do that well.
Yes. And Jasmine, I have to say, don't even say you don't like to talk to people because you're talking to us.
Yeah.
Or that you're shy. So no, you definitely, I'm excited about that. But now, Nicole, I'm going to let her beat up on us a little bit. And I love doing this because I love getting the feedback. But what do we do that gets on you guys' nerves? Give us a few. Come on, throw them out there. And don't worry, Mom won't beat you up. She's a friend of mine. I'll make sure she does.
And I'm not easily offended, so go ahead.
Okay, let me think.
Adults are just perfect?
Of course not. Nobody's perfect.
of course not.
What are things that we say? It's like, please, can y'all stop? Please, just stop.
Oh, Dad does a lot. Sometimes, like, he hypes up stuff that's, like, seems, like, really, like, small or insignificant to me. Like, usually sometimes I just want to let him know, like, hey, I got, like, all even my report card, which, you know, for me in my household, it isn't really, like, a surprise. I usually do get all A's and a little bit of B's. And then he's just like, okay, go, Jasmine, go, Jasmine. And I'm like, hold on, wait, calm down.
So how would that make you feel, Nicole? If you know that this is a youth that you're working with and you're all excited and hyped about it, and she's like,
Yeah, I've gotten that a lot. So I have a 10-year-old bonus daughter, and I have almost a 12-year-old goddaughter. So yeah, she gets straight A's, and if you know, give her high praises, she's looking at you the same exact way, like, yeah, okay. It doesn't make me feel any type of way or bad. I think that there's just a disconnect of understanding between the two generations, and because they're just like, this is what I'm supposed to do. What else am I supposed to do? You know, I'm doing a good job. That's what you tell me to do. So what else is there for us and for parents to see their child and or kids that are around them doing great is a testament also to them and how they're raising you. And they know that there's a lot of negative, you know, forces outside that you may or may not encounter, but they want to make you feel that you are celebrated, that that you're a whole person. It's about the self-worth or instilling the self-worth. And you always want your kids to do better than what you've done. So if you were my child and you were making straight A's. Yeah, Nicole didn't do straight A's, so yeah, you probably have a party. So it's just that type of understanding because, you know, as generations continue to evolve, we always want the next generation to have more or do better. And the fact that you are doing that, it's something for it just gives your parents great joy about what you're doing.
So, Jasmine, what's your reflection on that? Would you just rather still be kept kind of, okay?
I mean, like, when, like, I know that, it definitely makes me feel like, oh, okay, there's, like, actual explanation to it. I think sometimes for me, it's just, like, the surprise in certain people's reactions when I tell them certain things. There are things that I get excited about with my dad, but then he doesn't seem, like, excited. So I'm like, oh, okay. Or I was like, I won't be, like, extremely excited about something. And he's like, oh, yeah, let's go. Let's do it. And he's, like, excited. So it's kind of like the opposite between me and my dad's reactions between certain things.
I've heard that.
I definitely do get it. I definitely do get it.
You're not the only one I've heard in your generation to say that. So I guess that the energy level is different, I guess. But seeing Jasmine, if you were an adult, I don't want to say it that, but what's one thing that's cool about adults? And that's like, I guess we can't say that because all adults aren't the same, right? But you know,
they sure aren't.
So you know some cool adults, right? I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom's cool, so I know you. Yeah, you do. You do. So what's one thing that you like about adults that are kind of cool? And I know the word cool is corny, but. Cringy, as my kids have told me I must use. And I've been told I can't use that anymore. So I've got to get a new dictionary together. But what's one thing that is?
Well, I think one thing that I like about some adults is how, like, they pursue their passions and they go after stuff. I know one thing about my mom, she's always been, like, a businesswoman. And time and time again, like, sometimes year after year, she just came out with, like, new business ideas that even, like, surprised me. I was like, oh, you're doing this? And she's like, yeah, I want you to help me. And I'm like, okay. I think something that I've always wanted to do for myself is to be able to have, like, unwavering passion and unwavering respect for and love for the things that I end up doing for life. And I just think that that's really cool. Just being able to have, like, resilience and passion and being able to say, like, hey, this is what I've been doing for almost, like, 15 years now, and I think that's really great.
So, Nicole, if you were her age, would she be a friend of yours? Would you hang out with her?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Why?
I can definitely, yeah. Because she has really great energy. She definitely seems like she likes to have fun. And definitely pursuing passion. She seems like a really cool person. Like, yeah, we would hang out. Definitely. I feel there is definitely a like-mindedness there. She also is mentally more mature than some other 15-year-olds that I know. So that's great. you're ahead of your time, and that's great.
She is. Well, I wish I could have done a quick 30-minute reality show where I had you guys in the elevator and I had a camera on you because it would have been interesting. I think you guys would have wound up having a really good time for those 3 hours because I think you would have found some really awesome things to talk about. But it's kind of hard because we can't see each other, right? So I don't want to put you guys on the spot too much more. But I want to get back into business a little bit, ladies. And I asked each of you these questions separately, but let's kind of have a joint conversation. Let's find one thing in common that we found that was kind of hardest to overcome when going in business. And Jasmine, you touched on a few points in the beginning, right, when you talked about how there were challenges that you had that you didn't even, because you knew nothing about business, you said, right? So some of you, setting the business up correctly was something that one of you told me, and then putting my own writing out there, like your own content and parts of you out there. So which one of, do you both agree that those were things to overcome?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Still are a challenge. Yes, for sure.
So which one would you want to elaborate on? Which one can we talk about a little bit? I like the setting up the business correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was definitely a major challenge for me because there's so many things that you don't know. You just know what you want to be able to do and you want to get out there and help or whatever your service is. But then going to that business side is like crossing over. Well, for me, it was like crossing over into a whole other world that was very, very intimidating. So a lot of what I've learned, I self-taught. And, you know, first time I had my LLC at an event, LLC, and I didn't have it correctly structured. And now with Healing Through Experiences, I'm doing a lot better because I've gotten some information, I've gotten some advice, but there's still parts you're like, oh my gosh, you know, it's a little daunting if that's not what you want to be able to, if you don't want to spend time knowing that part, but you
right.
should.
Right. Yeah, so you talked about writing the business plan part. That was a lot for you.
Yeah, it definitely was. When I was in my mentoring program, they had it set up where we would be there every Saturday for about like one to two months, and we would just be doing the business plan like throughout the entire day. She would say like, hey, I'm going to have a guest speaker come in, and they're going to answer all of your questions. And it would be on a specific part of the business plan, like financials, marketing, things of that nature. And I'll be honest, sometimes I didn't know what to ask because at the time, sometimes things are still concepts in your mind and you don't have the full idea of how you want to do things. Bam, bam, bam.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you are stuck like that for a while. And that's how it was with me when I was writing my book.
Right. Yes.
Agreed.
You guys hit it all. Yes. Okay. I agree with you 100%. And it's interesting because you each are in different age brackets, different businesses, different generations, different households, different parts of the country. And you both said the same thing. And this is why I tell people to go into business, stop trying to do it all by yourself. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You both, you know, had to go and get someone to help you. And that's what's important. So let's get back to a little bit of fun. We talked a little business, but I'm going to say a word, Jasmine, and you tell me what it means. And Nicole will probably giggle when we say this, but what does in your feelings mean, Jasmine?
Well, I feel like it's pretty literal. It's just like you're in your feelings, like you're really like, you're either like upset about something or like truly upset or you're mad or you're heartbroken. Usually when somebody's in their family, they're like, I'm in my feelings so much. Like, I love him so much. And now he broke up with me. Like, I'm so heartbroken. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you like that saying? Is it something that you think is it fits the situation, or is it kind of, I talked earlier about being surface. Is it kind of surface? Or does it really get to the heart of the emotion?
I feel like to really explain your emotions, you got to use more than three words. So
okay.
It does feel a little bit surface.
Yeah.
But that's just me. It could be somebody else.
I'm telling you, ladies, had a ball in the elevator. Go ahead, Nicole, because she can't stand it. Nicole told me she hates when people say that.
Yeah, and it's not even her generation. It's people my age and older. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't like it. I mean, I've said it a couple of times, but I'm like, I'm like, use your words. What's wrong? What are you feeling? What's happening? What happened? So it's like someone says, in my feelings, they're not even given an explanation. And it's like, so, okay, then why are you telling me? What's going on? So I feel like it's a blanket statement. I get it. You know, it's something quick to say, just, you know, to give an indication that a person is not at their best at the moment. There's something going on that they are going through. And so that term is used very, very too much in my mind. And I think, you know, we get away from using those adjectives or verbs, or I'm hangry, I want to hurt something, I want to do, you know what I mean, I want to yell at somebody, I want to go talk to somebody. Yeah, so I just rather someone just use their words instead of saying in your feelings.
Speak how you feel. Get to the meat of potatoes.
Yeah, let's get to it. And I think that's my nature because I like to get to the root of stuff. So all of that blanket statement, I'm like, no, what's wrong? What we got to do? What's going on?
Yes. Jasmine, I need you to help me. So the youth I was teaching, and if I have it wrong, please correct me, Jasmine. You're going to help me out. Pick and pee. Is that a saying?
Wait, repeat what you just said?
Pick and peas? No.
I've never heard that.
Never heard that before.
Have any you either, Nicole? Okay.
No.
I didn't get one correctly. So, Jasmine, you give us one, and we'll see if we know what it is.
From like my generation?
Yeah, of course.
How about this? The word lit. I feel like people use that a lot. Lit.
Oh yeah.
Lit.
Lit. Yep.
Do you like it or no? You think it's just eh?
I feel like I like it. It's not like a bad word to describe, like, hey, like, this party's really lit. Like, I'm really, like, enjoying whatever we're doing.
Right.
I feel like it's a good word, yeah.
Nicole, is it too surface for you?
No, it's not. I don't really use it. I mean, you know, I think it has been overdone, especially in TV. So, like, I mean, mm-hmm. I wouldn't use the word lit. I might use fire or dope or something like that. But I don't have a problem with anyone using lit or saying, like, I know exactly what they're saying when they say it.
Right. And that's another one, dope. I just think that has kind of been generationally held its own,
mm-hmm.
what you guys think?
Yeah.
It's held its own. I'm like, okay, very good. What about psych? What does that mean, Jasmine?
Oh, okay. It took me a minute to, like, think of it in my head. But usually when people say, like, psych, they're just like, say psych right now. Like, they're just like, please tell me that you're lying about something or please tell me that what you're saying isn't true.
Okay. She did good, Nicole. What you say?
She did very good. She did very good. I don't use that word anymore. Like, I think that went out. I can't even tell you when that went out. Yeah, I haven't used that in, like, a couple of decades, if not more.
I figured I would get you to laugh.
Yeah,
so
it was definitely used a lot, you know, playing jokes on each other, you know, or, yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
hilarious.
My children think I'm crazy because I use it with them all the time. I'm that crazy nostalgia lady that they just they're trying to figure out why is my mom so weird? But but ladies, this has been awesome. I want each of you to tell me, and Nicole, we can start with you first, and then Jasmine, you can come on. Where do I find healing through experiences? Like, how do I connect? If I need some essential oils, I need some stones, I need some coaching, how do I get a hold of you, Nicole?
So thank you so much once again for this. And Jasmine, it's a pleasure. And I hope I'm able to meet with you or stay connected with you because I definitely want to learn more about Jay's stories. But my website is healing-experiences.com. On social media, on Facebook, I'm Healing Through Experiences. On Instagram, I'm at healing_through_experiences. And on YouTube, I'm at Healing Through Experiences.
And who's that, like, an ideal customer for you? Who's somebody that would really, you think, enjoy and come back again for your services?
Someone who's looking for more natural approaches to their everyday living. In any facet, in something that's natural. I don't want to use chemicals anymore. I want to, reduce this in my home, or, you know, I'm sensitive to, you know, the smells or candles or in the stores or at home. I want something more natural. That's my person.
Awesome. Guys, check out Nicole. You're all the time on Instagram and Facebook. So, and we're going to connect. I promise. I'm coming.
Of course we are.
Definitely. Jasmine, Jay Stories, are they back out? Do you have some new books? What's going on with you from the entrepreneur perspective?
All right, I'm going to tell everybody now. business has definitely been a little bit slow. I'm still revamping a lot of the stuff about my business. But mm-hmm. I'll tell you now, my Instagram is _j.stories6.
The number six? And,
yeah. And if you cannot reach me there, well, then my email is Jasmine, spelled normally, Jasmine, and all lowercase, creates, spelled normally, also all lowercase, 56723@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Cool.
And who I
I'm
feel
following.
I can't wait, right? I'm on the radio now, so.
Yeah, I just started following.
So now your elevator friend is your Instagram friend.
Yep.
So, but who, are middle schoolers really the only youth that would benefit from your books? Like, who else would benefit from your writings?
I initially targeted my books towards girls, black girls who were 11 to 15. So
okay.
Even people my age can enjoy a cute little nostalgia book.
Mm-hmm.
I think books just telling about like different like experiences of life in general are really nice because you get to hear other people's perspectives on life. So I feel like a 15-year-old, 17-year-old even could enjoy a good little book by me.
Great.
So how do we buy these books? Like, do you have a website or you're on Amazon? Where can we get your books?
Since I am planning to release a new batch of books, I'm still currently working on making a website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jasmine, she doesn't know it yet, but her mom and I talked. She's going to be one of our Z Corner members. So this fall, winter, we are starting a business network group for youth. Yeah, I know you didn't even know, but she's probably sitting with her mouth. But your mom already signed you up. I get to coach Jasmine, and I'm so excited because in our Z Corner youth group, although the youth are getting together and networking, you guys get free business coaching. So, I can't wait. So, Jasmine, we'll be talking, right? This is not the last, is it?
Yeah, of course. not the last time that you'll ever see me. Definitely not.
Oh, definitely. I know. And your mom's a Beaches Cafe member, so definitely. Ladies, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
I'm just to be able to have the generations talk and you ladies, who you guys are awesome, but your energy is just so beautiful. Please keep doing what you guys are doing. Jasmine, we're not stopping. Nicole, please keep healing folks with that energy, that sunshine. I can't express it enough, guys, being corny about it, but she really is a ball of sunshine. She is.
I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I certainly will try.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care, ladies.
You too.
So, family, we're going to close out tonight. I had a ball. I hope you guys enjoyed it. These ladies were awesome. I deeped it, right? I developed it just as it happened, so I kind of knew where I wanted to go with some of my questions. But the interactions back and forth, the answers that they gave, I really didn't know all of them. I didn't know most of them. So we got the meat and potatoes of those two. But I want to give a quick shout-out. Tonight is Ladies' Night. So it's Ladies' Corner tonight. Khadija 7, I'm giving you a shout-out. Hey, sis, giving you a hug. We don't get to see each other on these shows, but I want to give that hug because it's been 2 months. So Quiana Thomas of Stormy Days, the virtual assistant on steroids. I say that because she's managing about currently 5 or 6 businesses on her own, but she also has people that work under her, and she's in all different industries. So Stormy Days, look out. I'll be giving more information going forward. Then Franklin's Grace, the CEO and founder, Annie Guy, that case management organization, that life coaching and mentoring organization for young ladies struggling without children, right? So those 17, 18, 20, 19-year-old women and up that don't have children, but they're struggling in life as well. So that's a segment of the population that we sometimes forget about. Ms. Woods of ENF Global Solutions. Hey, Danielle, how are you? I have to give a shout out. I don't even begin to explain what she does, But if there's any program that needs to be put on, any event that needs to be put on, Ms. Woods, it's going to happen when you just say two words. So to Maylin Bowens of Bowens Tax Solutions, we got in trouble with the IRS a little bit. Let's check her out. And then Asya Nasir, Jessica Cares, and Utopian Enterprise Solutions. Family, it's been awesome. I'll be back next month, the third Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for listening in. And remember to vote. Brainstorm, organize, plan, and then execute while you DJ it. Develop it just as it happens. Good night. Talk to you guys next month. Peace.